Okay, so that's your basic market intelligence. Now I want to move on to building and warming your list. And of course, a lot of the stuff I was doing up here, you could see there's also elements of warming your list up there. So how do you warm a list, or how do you build slash warm a list? Well, the way you warm a list is by sending them cool stuff. It's that simple. You send them content, you send them bonuses, just send them cool stuff, and start to do this 2 or 3 weeks before you get into pre-launch. Then, we already talked about the surveys. That in and of itself, by going to them and asking them stuff, you're paying attention to them. You're giving them your attention. And that in and of itself is a way to warm your list. Plus, you're involving them in the design of the product, and people like that. Then there's the whole idea of the shot across the bow. Now, I talked about that a little bit up here in the market intelligence, but let me give you a couple more examples of how I've done that. So the shot across the bow is basically the idea of to let them know that something's coming. It starts to build anticipation and curiosity. Now, I already showed you this one, and this is just a perfect shot across the bow. This is from my trading course, and we already went through this one. Basically, it just tells them something's coming, and we're a month away or something. It's just a friendly, boy, there is something coming. And, there's no sales pitch. There's nothing like that at all. So it doesn't give them a chance to get defensive whatsoever. Now, let me show you another one I did. This one's quite a bit longer. This is one I did for my high-end coaching program, my high-end product launch coaching program. So I came out, subject line is PLF. Again, I like that prefix. To let them know, this isn't just, to my prospects. This is actually to my PLF owners. More bonuses and being stuck. So I come out, got to tell them about some bonuses. It's always nice to give them good, friendly, warm news before you start to pitch them on anything. So here I'm going to tell them about the bonuses and where they can get the bonuses. Now down here, this is a shot across the bow on being stuck. Okay, I will admit it. I've been a bit stuck for the last couple of weeks. You see, it's almost time for my next big thing, and it frankly scares me. Now, this is the reluctant hero, a little bit of the reluctant hero. Like, I know people really, really want this thing, and they've been after me to give them this thing, but I've been really, I really enjoy my time off, or for some reason you really don't want to do it, but now you're going to decide to go ahead and do it. That's the reluctant hero. I've used that just about every market I've ever been in. It works really, really well. And these stories are always best if they're based in truth. And the reality is for the most part, I'd rather, I'm out here in Colorado and live in a beautiful spot, and I love to do all kinds of things outdoors, and I love to hang out with my family. And frankly, a lot of times it's easy for me to not work, to just get in this mode of just cranking it, just moving along, letting my business putter along and make me some money and not go and do huge projects. So there, this idea of the reluctant hero is very much grounded in fact, and it's very easy for me to touch into it. So anyways, I continue on. A couple of weeks ago, I was in Las Vegas for a mastermind with the gang, John Reese, Frank Kern, Yannick Silver, Jeff Johnson, Jeff Mulligan, Joseph Potash, and several others. So, this is authority and social proof. I'm hanging out with these guys. If you don't know them, they're all some of the big name gurus in the internet marketing space. So that's some authority and some social proof right there. Let's see. These guys were relentless. They kept pushing me to get over it and just go ahead and release it. So this is more reluctant hero. I didn't want to do it, but my buddies keep on pushing me to do it. This is something that's going to require a huge amount of work for me, and that's what scares me, which is why I'm still only 80% sure I'm going to do this. I'm not going to give you all the details until I'm sure it's a go, but I will say this. It's going to revolve around what I really love to do, follow up with my product launch formula owners. In effect, it's going to be a small coaching program, one that's small enough so that we get to know each other. It might even develop into a meta mind. That's a term for a large mastermind group, say 35 to 60 people. At this point, I think it will only be available to PLF owners. You're going to get a chance to. So here I'm giving some basic pitches. It's going to be small. It's only available to PLF owners. It's going to give you a peek over my shoulder, and it's going to have a lot of interaction with me. Lots of work for me and lots of interaction. So, you know, the interaction's a real hook, and the work, I'm just setting up that reluctant hero bit. Here's more reluctant hero speak. The last part's potentially scary, or particularly scary for me. I mean, I love to talk to PLF owners, but I guard my time very jealously. Now, right here, I'm starting to set it up. Of course, this is not going to be for everyone. I'm going to warn you right away that it'll be very expensive. I actually thought about writing insanely expensive, but decided it wasn't quite that bad. Again, I'm working out the details on this, which is why I'm feeling stuck. By the way, so the whole idea, you know, up here I told them I'm stuck. And I'm stuck because I'm thinking about doing this. I can't decide if I should do it. That is, you know, straight textbook reluctant hero stuff. Okay, back down here. By the way, since you folks know all my pre-launch tricks, I will say this right now. This isn't an anticipation play. If I decide to do this, then it will happen very fast. I'm dead serious about still trying to make up my mind. The idea has me incredibly excited and energized, but the amount of work has me terrified. That's why I'm only 80% sure. You will know more when I know more. In the meantime, here's some gifts. So the gifts, the more case studies, that's warming the list, and that's reciprocity. And this is just some, you know, touchy-feely, aw shucks, build relationship. I'm nearly always full of ideas where I'm taking my business. I never have a problem with staying motivated. However, sometimes I think all of us can get stuck. That's where I'm at right now, and I possibly hate this feeling. The good news is that I know it will pass, and I know that the best antidote, at least for me, is physical exercise and just going ahead and making a decision. So this is like in the story I talked about this in a story, the idea of you might be a lot like me, or I think we're a lot alike, or I think I might be a lot like you. And here is sort of a connection point where I'm talking, because everyone's had that feeling of being stuck. And I really was stuck at this point. You know, I really was wrestling with this thing. And so I thought this is a great place to make a connection. And PSs, you know, often with PSs, the old standard thing you were supposed to do was restate your offer. And frankly, I don't like to necessarily do that. Sometimes I'll do that, but there's a lot of other things that PSs are good for. And in this case, relationship building is one of them. And that's what I'm doing here. It's a connection point. And then finally, another PS telling them to go check out all the great bonuses I've been giving you forever. And just, you know, another little reciprocity play there. Okay, let's look at another one now. Okay, so this launch is Brian Sack's birthday bash, a launch I did for Brian, who's become a friend of mine. His market was loan officers. And so you're going to see a lot of similarities between this and the last one I just showed you. Again, I'm a bit stuck. Okay, and so this was actually, the product was the DVD recordings of an event that had happened several months earlier. Okay, I'm a bit stuck. Okay, I'm normally a high energy, upbeat kind of guy. I have to admit I'm a bit stuck. My longtime readers will remember last February, instead of having a blowout 40th birthday, I threw a huge birthday seminar in Miami for all my readers. I had 731 loan officers show up from around the world. That birthday bash created a huge buzz. What's one of the best ways to create buzz? If you talk about buzz, then you sort of create buzz. So that's what we're doing here, is we're trying to create some anticipation. And one thing I needed to point out here is that some of the stuff I'm showing you here gets pretty darn close to pre-launch. So, I mean, there's a somewhat fuzzy line between the pre-launch and the pre-launch. I mean, this is definitely a shot across the bow email. That last one I showed you was definitely a shot across the bow email. So is that part of your pre-launch? It just sort of depends on the timing. If it's 2 or 3 weeks out from your really the strong pre-launch, then it's pre-pre-launch. But I mean, don't get caught up in the definitions too much. The first interaction is generally this type of an email where you're just sort of hinting that something's coming. You're not really giving them solid dates yet. So anyways, we mentioned the big buzz coming off of the live event, and talked about people asking to get the video recordings, the audio recordings, and turning them down. You see, I've always felt a little productive about that event. It was a once-in-a-lifetime event. It'll only turn yada, yada. I mean, what's that? That's reluctant hero. You know, I've got this thing, but I've been protective about publishing, about letting it out. But lately, the results of the recording seminar have seemed to reach a crescendo. And I mean, this is classic reluctant hero. I've got this thing. I wanted to hold it back, hold it tight, to play it close to my vest. But, you know, there's been such a demand. Well, I guess I'm going to put the thing out. So I decided to do a very limited release of the recordings. This is the part where I'm stuck. And now we've got some timing issues, leaving the country for 2 weeks. When I get back, I'm going to be focused on my big seminar the first week of December. And one of the things we're doing here, they don't know about yet, but the seminar in December is like a high-priced event, and we're actually going to throw in free seats for that if they end up buying this set of recordings. So what we're actually doing is just putting this idea of in play that this thing exists. Now, if people are on the list, they would already have gotten emails about this. But since we're going to be giving away the seats to this event for any buyers, we just want to sort of put that in play and get that in their mind and sort of connect these recordings with that event, even if it's only the most minor way here, because we'll start to tie them closer and closer as together as we get closer to the launch. So if I'm going to get the recordings out, I have to do it right away. That might not sound like a problem, but this is a huge package. We're already starting to build value. It's a huge package. We're talking about all the stuff they're going to get without pitching them. We're just sort of mentioning how, you know, we're mentioning all the stuff they're going to get in context of, boy, we're making this up. It's such a burden for us to make this up. It's not like we've got a huge package and you're going to love it. It's like we've got a huge package, but it's just we're mentioning it by the way because we've got to put the thing together. Okay, right now I don't know if I can pull this thing off. This is all reluctant hero stuff. In any case, I'll be making my decision in the next few days. Sorry to unload all of this on you. Okay, so when you tell someone you're sorry to unload this on you, I mean, isn't that... that's like a rapport building thing. It's like what friends say to each other, right? Let's see. I'm just going to keep you up to date. One last thing. Just in case I decided this project is a go, I've started a priority notification list for the birthday event recordings. If you want to get on the contact list, then join the sub list here. So this is a key piece of product launch formula. We often will use a sub list. So like if you already have a list and say you have a list and maybe they get mailed, you mail to them on average once a week or twice a week or two times a month or whatever. If you're going to get to a launch, you'll often send a lot more email, especially the last week or two before the launch. In the last week of it before the launch, you're mailing almost every single day. So If you basically have people join your list with the expectation that they're going to get the email like once a week or twice a week or something like that or every 2 weeks or every 10 days, whatever, if their expectation is that they're going to get email less frequently than you're going to send them during the launch, then often we'll put them on a sub list because we don't, when they join your list to get an email every week, that's, you sort of create a contract or an obligation or a bond with them that's sort of what you're going to do. And if all of a sudden you start mailing them every single day, you've really changed that contract, that bond. And so it's generally, in most cases, it's better to create a sub list that's just for the launch. They've raised their hand and said, yeah, I'm interested in this product, so go ahead and email me a bunch more. And so it's sort of to so you don't burn your relationship with your regular list. And also this way, if they end up getting sick of your emails, then they unsubscribe from your sub list, your launch list, but then they'll generally stay on your main list. Okay, so let's see. And then finally, we do a little, this is really early in the game, since it's just like this early first shot across the bow, but we're already starting to tease scarcity. If I do a release of the birthday event recordings, there's going to be serious limits on the number that I'm willing to sell. So be sure to get on the priority notification list so you can get first crack at it. Okay, so there I just ran you through examples of this first shot across the bow. Generally, what we're doing is we're just trying to tease anticipation. We're trying to get some interaction going. Okay, so the final thing I've got under warming your list is a survey. And, you know, we already talked about the surveys pretty extensively up here. I just wanted to point out that when you survey your list, basically you're saying, I want to know what you're thinking, what's important to you. I'm going to pay attention to you. And there is, I mean, people think that when you ask people to take a survey, you're asking them to do a favor for you. And you are. But you're also showing them the favor of paying attention to them and sort of building their input into your product. So there actually is, you're building some reciprocity and you're building some relationship just by sending people through a survey. So don't. It actually does help warm your list when you pay attention to what they are, you know, what they're thinking and feeling. So I just wanted to point that out for you. Okay, let's move on to building the early buzz. So there's some cool stuff here. First of all, some of this stuff is a little bit esoteric and not super concrete, but we'll get more concrete as we move down here. First of all, this idea of the mavens and connectors and hubs. I think mavens and connectors, I got that from Malcolm Gladwell's book, The Tipping Point. The idea that there's some people that are, the mavens are the people that just love to collect information on a topic. And if you can get some of those people to be your raving fans, then you're way ahead of the curve. And then there's connectors. And sometimes maven and connectors are the same people. Sometimes they're not. If you can get mavens and connectors talking to each other and they're fans of yours, that's great, because the connector is someone that just knows tons of people. And in our current environment, they're generally publishers. Maybe they're bloggers, or they publish via email, or they publish in the social media world. And so, connectors are the people that, you know, they influence a lot of opinions because they move in different circles and talk to a lot of people. Now, in the old days, it was more like, you know, the guy that would go to a lot of cocktail parties, and he'd go to a lot of clubs, and he would go to, different social functions and move in different worlds. Nowadays, it's more these people that publish. So you should be aware in your niche, who are the publishers, and not just like the publishers with websites or the publishers with big email lists, but who are the people that post a lot in the forums, the people that use the social media sites like Twitter and Facebook and publish there, the people that publish on blogs, the people that even go and comment on blogs. You need to identify those people and then figure out ways to turn them into raving fans. So we've got mavens are the big collectors, and connectors are the people that tend to publish. Hubs, these are people, they're very similar to connectors. They're basically, in fact, let's just call them the same thing. They're just people that they have the idea of a hub is they're the center of a lot of different activity of communication. So again, this is someone that can make a big impact. So all, you know, your idea is you want to create raving fans, and they're going to help you build the early buzz. And not all raving fans are the same. So you should be aware in your market of who are the people, the influencers, the opinion makers in your market. Now, multiple modalities and media. Let me just here show you a quick diagram to show you what I'm thinking here. So let's use the example of a movie. You know, you're moving along and you've just, minding your own business, and there's a new movie out and you've never, ever heard of it. And then all of a sudden, in one day, you have a friend tell you about it. Boy, I just saw this really great movie called such and such, and it was really cool. And then say in that same day, like you read a review or you see a review in the newspaper or on TV or on the web. And then that very same day, you also, maybe you hear a radio ad for it, or you see an ad on a website. All of a sudden, you're starting to hear about this movie. It's like three mentions in a single day, and all of a sudden, it's got some buzz. You notice it, and like all of a sudden, you're thinking, boy, everyone's talking about this. I'm sure you've been through this experience where you've had this. And maybe it gets just even stronger. I'm just going to go ahead and let's say maybe, you know, you read a blog post. Once again, my fantastic typing skills on display. Let's go ahead and I'll copy that one. Oops. And here we go. And let's say someone mentioned it on one of the social media sites. Now you got serious buzz. Now you're just thinking, boy, I'm hearing about this thing everywhere from everyone. And that's how buzz happens. Now, if you take this and change this from a movie to your product, this is what you're after. You're after multiple modalities. People talking about you in different places. People hearing about you in different places. And all of these, you can get a review, friends talking about it, you know, other people's friends talking about it, blog posts, ads, social media. That's what you're after. And that's what we're going to be talking about now. So that was the multiple modalities. And we're going to get into how you actually do this. Now, a couple of key points. Buzz travels most easily through channels where there's trust and authenticity. And that really is what all this social media and the web 2.0 is about, is it's about authenticity and trust. You know, people are sick of BS, and now there's more and more communications, and people are able to, everyone's a publisher. And so you need to be authentic, because if you're not, you're going to be found out. Now, in creating this buzz, every market is very different. So you have to look at it. And I mean, I know a lot of this stuff sounds sort of out there or really hard to do. And it's really not. It's easy to do. And frankly, if you don't get all this perfect, that's fine. Just the more of this that you can absorb and the more of this that you can put into play, the better your launch will be. My first launches, I didn't do any of this stuff. I mean, I didn't think about mavens and connectors. I did hit multiple modalities, but I'll be showing you very explicitly how easy it is to do. I mean, so far we've been talking about email. You know, I haven't shown you video, audio, any of that stuff. It's all easy to do. You're going to be doing it all, no worries. So multiple modalities is really easy to do. But I mean, you know, you can do a great launch without worrying about this stuff. You can do a great launch without worrying about this stuff. I'm just telling you, it's going to be that much better if you do focus on this. I'm just giving you, you know, if you're just starting off, just going to a market, you don't have to worry about all this stuff. But if you really want to hit it out of the park with a massive launch, or maybe your second or third or fourth launch, you start worrying about this stuff. But just take, you know, sit back and, you know, with your beverage of your choice and think about your market and do a little research. And, you know, who do your prospects usually learn from? And how fast does the information spread? Like right now, I primarily sell into the internet marketing world. I'm teaching people how to make more money online. Okay, when I was teaching in the trading market, I'll tell you what, information does not spread anywhere near as fast in the trading market as it does in the internet marketing market. Just two different markets. If you're selling to gardeners, I bet you it moves even slower there than it would for traders. And if you're selling to like people that are into crochet, it might even move slower there. It's just good to understand the dynamics in your market and how it works. Who and where are the hubs? I talked about that up here. You got to know, because those are the people you want to influence, the influencers. And how does information spread? What other types of info products spread through those channels? Just, this is all good background stuff. Now let's get to social media, because this stuff is great for creating this early buzz. And I'm going to show you some of the ways that I've attempted to do it. Okay, so a lot of this stuff is evolving pretty quickly. You know, by that, you know, if you're watching this even a few months from now, these might not be the top ones. But right now, these are the ones that I tend to focus on at the moment. Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, that's supposed to be, let me put a period in there. Twitter is an up-and-coming one that I'm really loving these days, and YouTube.com. So let me just, before we get into this, I want to just show you some charts that you might find fairly startling. Let me go pull those up. Okay, this is a chart of Alexa, or it's a chart from Alexa.com, where you can look at basically charts of traffic on websites. This red line across the top is Google. You can see right here, Google.com. And this is Facebook.com. So you can see that Facebook has almost as much traffic as Google. Okay, let's go pull up another one. MySpace.com. MySpace has basically got the same amount of traffic as Google. The blue line is MySpace. Okay, so you can see these sites have serious, serious traffic. Now YouTube has got considerably more traffic. In fact, like twice the traffic as Google. Now these are page views. If we look at rank, it's a little bit different. And reach, it's a little bit different. But clearly YouTube and Facebook and MySpace are rocking in terms of traffic. Now, this is a new one. This is not going to be much at all, but Twitter is a cool one. It's not even here at all. But if we just, let's just eliminate Google here, and you're going to be able to see that Twitter is growing by leaps and bounds now. You know, still way, way down compared to those others, but it's growing really quickly. So that just shows you the traffic. Let's just go YouTube.com, MySpace.com, Facebook.com, and Google, and compare these sites. As you can see, I mean, let's see, which is Google is this green one right there. Green, 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 green. As you can see, these other sites have got some serious, serious traffic. So there is some definite traction you can get on those sites. Okay, now let me give you a little bit of my theory of social networking. Okay, here's my theory of social networking, and this is about as fancy as you ever see me get with graphics. You guys might have noticed I'm not like Mr. Uber Graphics. But this is my theory of concentric circles. And like I said, it's a theory because this whole social media world is evolving, but I think it's dead on, and I've seen this work already. So this is the idea, is you're in the middle. And then there's these circles of influence you have. And let's start out here. In the big white area here are people who, they don't know you, they don't know you exist, and they don't know your partners. They aren't on any of your lists. And then this outermost circle is the people that are on your partner's lists. And then much, much closer to you are the people that are on your prospect list. Okay, they're much, much closer than the people on your partner's list. Then your clients, and these people are 10 to 15 times closer. And the reason I say that is they will spend 10 to 15 times as much money per person on this list as they do on your prospect list on average. Of course, it varies by business, but that's been my experience in my businesses and my clients' businesses, that someone on your client list is worth 10 to 15 times what someone on your prospect list is worth. Then even closer to you are your raving fans. These are the people that have not only bought from you, but maybe they've bought from you multiple times, and they just think the world of you and what you're putting out there. So this is what your business is all about, is cultivating raving fans, is taking prospects, turning them into clients, and then to raving fans. And then you have the raving fans who follow you. And these are the people on the social media networks that are your friend on Facebook or your friend on MySpace or are following you on Twitter and or subscribing to you on YouTube. So these people, they're raving fans, and certainly not everyone that follows you in the social media sites are raving fans, but a lot of them are. They're raving fans, and since they're following you and since they're active on those social networking sites, that means they're publishers. Just by being someone on Facebook, that means in some small sense, at least in some small sense, they're some type of a publisher. And then if they are on those sites, they're much more likely to be an actual publisher, someone who puts out information, who is a thought leader, an opinion maker. So these people are extremely valuable. If they're saying good things, if they're in your camp, then it's really, really powerful. And they can help you spread the word as you're getting closer to a launch. I mean, you want to cultivate these people and use them all the time in every aspect of your business. But, you know, a product launch, especially the pre-launch, the pre-launch buzz, these people can really help you spread that buzz. Okay, let's take a look at some of those sites I talked about. Okay, so this is YouTube. This is my YouTube channel. You can get to it at youtube.com/productlaunch. You can see here's the channel name here. And I've published a variety.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Walker. I'm in La Jolla.
I've published a variety of videos on YouTube. This is one that was actually shot out at Frank Kern's place in La Jolla. And I was driving Frank Kern's, his treasured Jeep Scrambler, which I think he loves almost as much as his wife and his two kids. So, but, you know, this is their, I've put up a lot of videos.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Walker. I'm in La Jolla, California. I'm visiting Frank Kern in his secret office, the Casa de Mass Control. We're also going to have Evan Pagan here. I'm going to be interviewing those guys. They both just came off $1 million.
So anyways, I'll show you in a little bit about how I tried to create some pre-launch buzz. Now YouTube can help you with video, hosting video that you want to get public, that you want to get passed around. It's not necessarily the best thing for really viral video unless you have a super general market. But it can be great for just letting little videos slip and letting people take a look at it. Now, I'm also, I use MySpace. Here's my address is MySpace/6in7. MySpace seems to be losing some momentum lately, but, you know, there's still lots and lots of people on MySpace. And, you know, you can definitely use it. You can send out bulletins. It's basically another way to, to get the word out. Now, Facebook is the one that's really growing right now. And let me pull up my page here. Okay, so here's my Facebook page. And basically, this is the page that the public sees. And, you can see there's some information about me. I have links to my sites and various things going on. You have a photo. This is actually Frank Kern right here, and that's me. Frank's videotaping me. This is when we were creating pre-launch content for the launch of Product Launch Formula 2.0. This is in La Jolla, California, just about 50 yards from Frank Kern's office. So, in here, you can see I've got a status here. I'm going to show you how that status can be set. I'm going to go to my, now you're going inside my account. I'm going to go to the home here. And this is my news feed, so this is where I learn about friends. But right here, you can just you can put in whatever you're doing. So you can just say Jeff is creating PLF 2 videos. And now the general public is going to see that. If we go back here, the general public can see this, but more importantly, that will actually get broadcast out onto other people's sites. The people that are friends of mine, they'll actually see that little broadcast. And you could put in, you can actually put in links. They won't be hot links, but you can put in links there. But it's better just for, you can start teasing people. So like if you had a site like this and you had a bunch of friends, like right now I've got 1,124 friends. And by the way, you're welcome to stop by and put in a friend request. You just tell me you're in PLF 2.0 and I'll go ahead and prove you. But anyways, you know, if you're some, you know, several weeks out from the pre-launch, if I had put in here like Jeff is working on PLF 2.0 before anyone, you know, before there was any general announcement, now you're starting to lay the seeds of the pre-launch buzz. So that's how, you know, one of the ways, you know, remember these people, the people that are your friends, remember that chart or that graphic I showed you, they're the inner people right there, okay? So, okay, you know, they're your inner circle, and if you start teasing them with what's coming, then you can create some pre-launch buzz. Now, the other one I really like to use, one that I think's really growing quickly and is really ideal for a buzz like this is Twitter. So let me take you over to Twitter. So this is what Twitter looks like. And this is possibly the hardest one to explain what it is, but it's almost like micro blogging. Like you can, the question, it's basically you're answering the question of what are you doing right now? And you only have 140 characters total. And then basically you can update here. Like here, I'm just going to go ahead and update. I'm showing a bunch of friends. And then I hit update. And now everyone who's subscribing to me will see exactly what we'll see that little post. So now I'm subscribing to a bunch of people. I've got these people I'm subscribing to. It's about 33 people. And as they update, I get to see what's going on in their lives. So you get this constant stream of updates from other the people you're subscribing to. And then the people that are subscribing you get to see your updates. So there's 623 people are subscribing to my feed. So basically, this is... Let me walk you back and show you some of the stuff I did for Product Launch Formula 2.0 that sort of I tried to create the underlying buzz. So I'm going to go to the archive, which shows all the posts that I've put up. And if we go back in time, let's go, I'm going to go back to some older ones. Go back a little older. Okay, so this is really the very start. Now, remember, since I'm something of a, you know, guru in this world, there's people that are interested in what I'm doing. Okay, so right, I start off back on February 12th. So this is actually about 16 days before I actually went into pre-launch. And I'm in Denver International Airport flying to San Diego for some evil scheming with FK. Well, a lot of the people, I mean, people like to discover things. This is a key learning piece. People like to discover things. So if you leave some tracks, some clues that they can follow, well, that will spur their curiosity and they'll try to unravel the mystery. And then once they unravel the mystery, well, then they're insiders, right? I mean, that's the ultimate insider, someone who's figured out the mystery. And so they, at that point, will love to tell people about the mystery or maybe and just insinuate that they really know what's going on with the mystery. So who's FK? Well, a lot of the people will be able to figure that out pretty easily. It's Frank Kern in BSLC San Diego. A lot of people know that Frank lives out in San Diego. And FK, Frank Kern. So he's another guru in sort of in my space, in this internet marketing space. Now, again, I'm talking about this guru stuff and I'm talking about internet marketing, but this can work in any type of market. I mean, you know, possibly if you're doing crochet, maybe people aren't up on Twitter right now. So you find the channels that can influence them and reach them. But I mean, that's what it's all about. But you know, you can do the same type of thing. Like John Gallagher did this in his herbal education niche by getting some of the top people on teleseminars in his niche. You know, maybe the people in his niche aren't up on Twitter, but it's knowing where to reach them in your niche. Okay, so I come back. That's on February 12th. Then on February 15th, now I'm talking about actually shooting video with Frank and Eben. Eben Pagan's another guru in this space. Okay, then I got some great video, plus a good intro in Frank's Jeep Scrambler. Now Frank has talked about his Jeep Scrambler, so like the really insider people that are really into following us know that Frank's got this Jeep. Other people, they don't know it. But what's going to happen is, you know, a week or 2 weeks later on YouTube, all of a sudden, they're going to get to be able to put two and two together, and they can see the video from the Scrambler. Do you see how someone who's just watching this, and then a little bit later, all of a sudden, the video shows up on YouTube, how that can be like this discovery, like they're unraveling the mystery? Okay, so then next I'm in Chicago, part two of the product launch roadshow. Okay, now all of a sudden I'm dropping this idea of a roadshow on them. Never mentioned that before, but it's just in passing that I dropped that off. And of course, I refer back to being in La Jolla. Okay, so now I'm coming back. I'm talking about that video. I can't wait to release it. I edited it. It's ready to go. We're still 12 days before pre-launch. Now, let's go fast forward here. Okay, now I'm just updating them that I went from La Jolla to Chicago. It's cold here, wind chills cold. I'm taking them on this journey with me. So like one of the themes before my launch that I was thinking about doing was really touching on was this whole product launch roadshow, as I went from person to person, you know, talking with Frank and Eben, then going to Chicago and consulting with Glazer Kennedy, and then going out to Orlando and talking to Andy Jenkins and Brad Fallon and Rich Sheffrin. This theme, I actually ended up not developing it quite as completely as I expected, because frankly, things took off too fast with the product launch, and it was like we didn't need that, the story of the roadshow. But what I was doing was I was sort of teasing this whole thing and letting people in, slowly letting them in on what was going on. So I talked about how cold it was. One of the reasons I was doing this is because actually in Chicago, I shot video where I was walking around getting ready to go do a consultation with the Glazer Kennedy organization, which is a huge, very prestigious marketing company. And so, you know, I was shooting that video of being really cold. So I thought, okay, I will tease that here. And again, let them discover later through the video that, you know, and then tie these loose ends together. Now I'm telling them I'm going on to Orlando. They don't know why I'm going to Orlando yet, but I'm telling them about this stuff. It was to go shoot more video. And of course, this whole idea is all teased in this video. You know, I talk about the roadshow. I talk about going to Chicago. I talk about going and talking to Andy Jenkins and Rich Sheffrin. So, you know, this is just an aside. Like one of the things that Twitter really allows you to do is build up your presence as like a regular person so people can really connect with you. So I'm telling them, hey, this new Mac Pro that I ordered, I've been waiting forever. Here I'm talking about the video. Now, I wasn't just talking about how cold it is, but now I shot the video. So I'm teasing the possible future release of the video. Now I come back and I overtly talk about the roadshow here along with this a point to my blog post here. I'm going to pop over. Here's the blog post. And I talk about the roadshow. So now I'm actually starting to talk about explicitly talk about it, and I'm starting to mention people and situations that I'm going to use in my launch. So you see how this is all starting to tie together? It's nothing hitting people over the head overtly, but it's just starting to tie together. You know, I'm tired. Here's Frank and Evan in La Jolla. Here's Glazer Kennedy in Chicago. And here's how cold it was, just in case I end up releasing that video showing how cold it was. So what's up with the road show? I'm going to show how people built their business with product launches. I'm shooting videos. I've got a bunch of regular guy case studies. Now, this will end up being the theme of the launch for me, the regular guy case studies. And I'm already starting to talk about the people in those case studies, including John Gallagher. I don't mention him by name here, but the guy who went from food stamps to $9,000 a month. Now, that will be the thing I end up leading with in the pre-launch. And now I'm mentioning that this is still, we're February 21st. So we're still, February 28th was the start of pre-launch. So we're still a full week out, and I'm starting to drop these themes in of Jane Savoy, of John Gallagher from Food Stamps to Six Figures, about Eben and Frank in La Jolla. Though I'm going to hit all of those once I get into the pre-launch. So basically, I'm leaving little breadcrumbs, and I want people to start to connect these. And often they won't connect them until like a week or 2 weeks later. But when they do, all of a sudden they feel like they're a real insider. And remember, the people that are following me here, the people on Twitter, the 624, I mean, it's a tiny number of people, but they're all publishers. Because they're on Twitter, that automatically makes them publishers. So if they're publishers, they're a lot more influential. So I'm just sort of letting them inside the story. Now I come back. Here I posted several times, all on right one after another, because you only have those 140 characters to publish. And this is actually something sort of weird came up. Is a couple months ago, I had LASIK surgery on my eyes. And now I actually went and saw the eye doctor, and things got a little more complicated. And the diagnosis I got on March 7th, okay, now we're into pre-launch. We're already into pre-launch. The people reading this, a lot of them know that 2.0 is coming, okay, because on the 28th we went to officially pre-launch. Well, I went and saw my eye doctor on the 7th, and all of a sudden I found there was some potential complications, and I might have to go back in and get some more work done in my eyes. And I'm saying, so I'm giving them just a really, you know, this isn't something I'm going to publish to my list, but these people here, they know me, okay, or they feel like they know me, so I can let them further inside. This would be a bad time to be offline for a couple of days. And on a brighter note, okay, so now was when I released that Scrambler video. Remember, I told them about La Jolla, what was it, a couple of weeks ago. So now I'm putting up this link, and this link actually goes to the YouTube video and takes them here. So now I'm starting to tie pieces together. So, you know, this whole LASIK thing, why did I do that? Well, one of them was, it was fairly upsetting. I mean, I'm coming down on this launch. I'm within a couple of weeks of the launch, and all of a sudden I find out I might need to, like, travel. I would actually have to go travel, spend half a day traveling to get my eyes worked on, then a half a day traveling, you know, get the eyes done, and half a day traveling back. It would have been a very inconvenient right in the middle of my launch. So part of it was just like, wow, you know, I just was very inconvenient. But I knew this is something that would connect people with me even more than everything else. I'm letting them inside my life. And then so I point them up here. I point them to the Scrambler video. And now this one, let's see, open it a new window. And this actually, this is the first time I've overtly actually done any promotion to Twitter, okay, is when I'm sending them to this video. This is one of my pre-launch videos. This was the horizontal helix case study. That's actually the first time, you know, I've been on Twitter for a long time. I put out all these updates, but I haven't overtly sent anyone to a promotional message. So this one actually is, you know, a promotional video. But, you know, I've sort of laid the seeds back here, and I've been bringing them along. Okay, now we're up here, 3 days to go, March 24th. Then I'm telling them people I've got the sales letter still to work on March 24th. And let's see, where are we at? And then at that point, I went radio silent until after the launch, March 28th. Here I'm teasing Ed Dale, who's one of my affiliates. And then I came back and just told him it's all over. So there wasn't a ton going on here, but I definitely got some play. I know people on Twitter. In fact, I later saw on a forum where there's a speculation about my whole LASIK surgery, and people were speculating whether that was the reason. I ended up moving out the launch date twice during this launch, and people started speculating whether it was due to the LASIK. And so I know that I'm reaching some of the real insiders, some of the movers and shakers through Twitter. So, but the real key I want you to get is this idea of letting people connect the dots, and if you reach them in different ways. See, I'm reaching them here. I was reaching them on YouTube. I was reaching them on Facebook because I would be putting out these updates every now and then. That would be similar to the Twitter updates. And let's see. Oh, I was hitting them on my blog because I would send them to my blog and talk to them about that, you know, the $100 million roadshow. So this is sort of the way I work the concentric circles, knowing the people that subscribing on these sites are some of the most connected people, so some of the mavens who are going to go out and publish, and some of the people that are most interested in me. So I'm sort of leaving breadcrumbs, leaving clues for them to put together and get them excited so they can start going out there and talking to people. And now another thing is once we hit the 28th of February, I had all these partners and affiliates that were really spreading the buzz. But people know partners and affiliates, and they're great for spreading the buzz, but people know that partners and affiliates are incented. They get paid to promote for me, right? If they end up making sales, they're going to get paid. So they're great, and it's great to have their endorsements, but you have more authenticity if it's just other people going out and talking about you in these social media sites if they're not affiliates. So that remember, that was one of the key things we talked about, is that at its best, buzz is generated by authentically, organically. So it's great having the partners out there promoting for me. And I wouldn't do this without them. You know, those guys did fantastic for me. But if you can, you know, people know they're getting incented. So if you start getting buzz moving around, and it's not from your affiliates, it's from other people, like people in the social media area, then that's so much the better. And that's what we're doing here with the social media. We're looking to get some buzz, getting people talking that have no vested interest, and you know, that are not incented in any way. That sort of wraps up this build early buzz. Now I want to say this. If you're not putting together, I was obviously putting together a huge, huge launch with Product Launch Formula 2.0. Now, if you're just starting out, if this is your first launch, if you're not going for this huge launch, then you don't have to build this early buzz. You know, you can just do the stuff up here we talked about with identifying, you know, doing your market intelligence, identifying your product and objections, with warming your list. In fact, you don't even need to do this stuff. This is something I'm trying to emphasize. This entire product launch model is so powerful. You can screw stuff up left and right. You can use one quarter of what I'm teaching you. You can just use one or two of the mental triggers I'm teaching you. If you just hit a couple of those mental triggers and do your pre-launch and your launch, you're going to rock the house. You do not need to do all of this. I need to include everything because there's a few superstars out there that will use everything. You can pick and choose whatever you want out of all the stuff I'm showing you. Now, this whole idea of building sort of a mystery and letting people connect the dots, the whole breadcrumb approach, it's very, very powerful stuff. But it's pretty advanced stuff, so you can just forget about it. Another thing is this social media. I just showed you how I integrated into the pre-launch, how to build that early buzz, get some of the real connected people, the publishers, thinking about you. But, you know, the social media is also good for pulling in traffic. It's also great for traffic. It's great for building reputation. There's a lot of things you can do social media for. Right here, I just talked about it in the context of building this early buzz. So that's about it. Now I want to move on to attracting partners.